Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Governor Kasich released his midterm budget this week. His proposal includes income tax cuts for Ohioans and tax cuts targeted at low-income Ohioans. Karen Kassler with the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau says it also addresses workforce development and education. And all of this comes as Governor Kasich faces re-election this fall.
Now, the tax cuts part is probably the one that gets the most attention. It's not only tax cuts, but it's tax increases. It's an 8.5% across-the-board income tax cut, and it's designed to bring the top rate down below 5%, to bring it down to 4.88%. And this would be specifically targeted toward that top tax rate because he feels that that will spur economic growth and create jobs. But everybody gets the income tax cut. It's paid for with an increase in two taxes, and there are two taxes that most polls have shown people don't have a big problem with seeing increased: the severance tax on big oil and natural gas drillers, and the cigarette tax. It would be raised by 60 cents a pack from $1.25 to $1.85.
You know, and we often talk about budgets as moral documents. What do we see about Kasich's priorities here when we're looking at it kind of from that bird's eye view?
Well, I think it's interesting to see some of the things that he has proposed with regard to helping people who are low income, helping people who have drug addiction, helping people who are dealing with a variety of issues. You know, it's interesting to see him focus on that, at least in part of this budget. But, you know, certainly other folks are going to look at this and say that this is just a blatant way to try to get votes during an election year by cutting income taxes. That way the governor and Republican lawmakers can say, we cut taxes for you. We've cut taxes. If this one goes through, the governor's tax cuts have amounted to almost 18% since he took office. So there's definitely two sides to this that you're going to hear about, I think, coming up in the campaign. The side of that this is a budget that's compassionate conservatism versus a budget that is definitely targeted toward the wealthy.
And we have Republicans that have, you know, kind of balked at this idea of the oil and gas severance tax, for example. Is there a risk for Kasich moving forward within his own party when it comes to the election season ahead?
Well, certainly the severance tax idea has been widely supported. Kasich's talked about his concern that if it doesn't go through, that maybe activists would come to the ballot and put it before voters, because voters have indicated that they want to see, especially these big oil and gas drillers who are coming into Ohio, they want to see them pay a higher severance tax. But you've got Republican lawmakers who say that they don't want to damage this industry that's just really starting up here in Ohio. So the struggle over the severance tax is very serious. The governor's tried to do a couple of things in this one. Ohio's severance tax would still be among the lowest in the country. He's exempting the smaller producers. He's exempting the R&D for about $8 million from the time that you dig the first well, so that there's a little bit of recoup of costs there. But this is a real continuing struggle. He really wants to see this happen. A lot of lawmakers don't.
What's the response from the Democrats over this?
Well, certainly the Democrats say that this budget review does not do anything to help the middle class. They've pointed out that they've got studies that show that the average top one percenter, if this tax cut goes through, would get about a $2,500 tax break. But the bottom fifth, the bottom 20%, would only get about a $2 tax break. So that's what you're going to hear a lot about from the Democrats. They want to also see the reinstitution of this homestead tax exemption for property owners. It's a property tax exemption for elderly and disabled homeowners. They want to see that come back. And so, you know, they're going to battle primarily on the tax front.
And what happens next with this?
Well, it's already being heard. It was the day after it was launched on the website, it went to the House Ways and Means Committee. It's going to be broken up a little bit throughout the legislature. Whether it goes through or not is really an issue. The governor has made some comments about how he wants to get whatever done, but he's on no real timeline. That almost sounds very confident, like he expects to be reelected and will deal with whatever he doesn't get done in this budget review in his next budget. But, you know, he's really kind of leaving it up to lawmakers and saying, these are my ideas, and now you do what you do, and we'll see what we can't work out. But I really think that severance tax, he got Medicaid expansion done when a lot of people didn't want it to happen. I really look at that severance tax as being something he really wants, and when he wants something, it seems that he finds a way to at least get some of it.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler with the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
No problem.